Joseph Jurassi, the executive head of Red Hill School in Johannesburg. Joseph Jurassi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. Always good to be on Chai FM.
So, Joseph, I was thinking that there can't be tougher jobs than yours right now. I mean, most CEOs of companies have employees to worry about. You have to worry about teachers, you have to worry about staff, and most importantly, you have to worry about children. I think the amount of stakeholders and interests that you have to balance would drive any normal person around the bend. How are you managing to balance all these competing interests when schools, we heard, are opening? The minister told us that finally last night, and that our new news today was reporting that unions are saying they're nowhere ready to be going back to school.
Simon, you know, I've been in education for somewhat of 30 years, and I cannot remember a time that I was challenged this much in education, because it's not just about educating children. It's about keeping children safe during a very, very difficult time, and understanding that parents are incredibly, incredibly worried about the safety of their children, and now they're coming back to school. Look, from a private school perspective, and I would imagine that the majority of your listeners, have got students at private schools or at Model C schools. I think those schools are ready to bring kids back into school. I do think that the government system as a whole have got more challenges than, I would like to even think about. And I really, my heart goes out to those schools and to the children at those schools. And I think we just need to keep, our education system in our prayers as we embark upon what is going to be a very challenging and trying time moving forward.
So, Joseph, I've sent you through four or five questions that were sent through to me. Can I ask you to start tackling them one by one?
Absolutely. I'll go through the first. I got five of them. I'll go through the first four pretty quickly, because I think the last one is the most important. So the first one that I got was, are private schools obliged to follow the government ruling of back to school dates, and which grade returns to school on the government stipulated dates? So the answer to that is that private schools are obliged to return to school only when the minister allows. And yesterday we know that she has said a phased-in approach will start from June the 1st with grade 12s and grade 7s. However, there is no clarity at this time as to whether government schools can have their own phased-in approach. This, I know, is being discussed today with the minister. However, personally, I do believe that we will have that discretion. So for instance, at my school, I've planned to bring back all students in a phased in a way, with certain students coming back on certain days, so that we can move from an online distance program to a blended learning program. And I have no doubt that all private schools will send out protocols and strategic plans in the very near future, which will explain to all of you, no matter where your kids are, exactly how they will be returning back to school. The second question was, do I have any indication whether the 2020 academic year might be cancelled? This uncertainty is very disconcerting for grade 12s. My answer to that is, rest assured, the 2020 academic year will not be cancelled, especially for the matrics. The government cannot afford to do so. However, and this is really important, the year might be extended and the final exams might be written further into the year, for instance, into December. So you'll have to wait and see what the minister has to say on that one. The third question was, the Daily Maverick highlights the evidence around children under the age of 10 being least likely to contract COVID-19. In addition, Denmark has also successfully used this approach. Would it not be better to adopt this approach in returning to school strategies? My answer to that is, with the exception of the matrics, who obviously need to get back as soon as possible because they're writing their final exams, I would agree with this approach, as it is far more difficult to engage. And those of you who've got kids who are at younger ages, who have been trying to engage with online learning, know how difficult this is, whereas older students seem to have coped much better. So yes, I would hope that a lot of private schools would look at introducing younger ages back into school as soon as possible. The fourth question, I would like to know what will happen if school goes back relatively soon and I have a child who is immune compromised. Will my child have to go to school, or will there be other options for those kids who have weak immune systems? Look, this will depend very much on each school. However, last night you heard even the minister said that students will not be forced to go back to school. From a legal perspective, students will not be forced to go back to school. I know at Red Hill, we'll be allowing students to return, and we'll be allowing students to continue with our online learning program. And I would imagine most private schools will follow a similar program. So, you know, my advice always is parents know what is best for their child, and they need to make those decisions, which leads me on to the last question, which I'd like to, if possible, just spend a little bit more time on if I have the time. Will it be safe for children to go back to school? Well, I suppose this is the most relevant question for parents out there, and one which I've been asked many times over the past few weeks. Straight up, I'm not a doctor, and I've advised parents to ultimately do what they think is best. However, consult with your school first as to the different programs that they are running so that you are knowledgeable as to your different options that that school will be giving you. And then consult with your doctor. I believe, like Red Hill, many private schools will offer parents the option of either coming back to school or staying with online learning. However, saying that, and after reading tons of research, especially from the Netherlands and Australia, and bearing in mind that going into winter, there is always the risk of getting some type of viral infection, such as influenza, the common flu, etc., I honestly believe that where it is possible, a family should weigh up the benefits of going back to school against the harm of staying at home. And there are significant impacts on staying at home for a child and for the family, socially, emotionally, psychologically, and even economically. Keeping children in a prolonged lockdown is not in and of itself healthy. So my advice is that where possible and where schools have made plans to keep to the basics of social distancing, hand hygiene, keeping a 2-meter distance between the teacher and the students, bringing in different groups of students at different times, ensuring that there are never too many students on the campus at any one time, I think that there's every reason to allow for a strategic and well-planned return to school. There needs to be consistent monitoring by both the school and the parents, and by working together, by not letting children go to school if they show symptoms, and that's a huge responsibility on the parents' behalf, the risk can be minimized. Finally, I'd like to say schools will be safe if they practice the concept of Ubuntu, which loosely translated is I am because we are. And the spirit of Ubuntu exemplifies the coming together of a community for the good of the whole and not just the individual. And here I'm going to speak specifically to the Jewish community, a very strong community. I implore you to work with your schools. I realize that it is important for families to work together with their school and realize that the policies and the procedures that your schools have put in place are for the good of the community and not for any one individual family. It's just impossible to cater to everyone's needs. And I would really suggest that this is a time of care, of looking after the kids who do get the virus and the families who will get it, because they will get it and there will be those that do get it. And be upfront with your schools. Let them know if your child is showing symptoms. You need to be transparent, and as schools, you need to work together. And then I really do believe that our kids will be safer and better off at schools, and we will get through this.
Joseph Gerassi, wow, that was super sensible, smart, well thought out strategic advice. I'm sure that's going to go a long way to giving parents the tools to make the correct decisions to whether it is right for them to send their children back to school or not. Joseph Gerassi, Executive Head of Red Hill, thank you so much for talking to me today on Chai FM.